Creative Audioscape Productions presents Star Wars in the Shadows, an audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars in the Shadows, Episode 1, Criminal Entanglements. It is a period of civil war. The Galactic Empire's mighty Imperial Navy still stands against multiple terrorist attacks from the Rebel Alliance. On Imperial worlds, the new generation aspires to become part of the elite and the proud members of its Grand Army. Glorious is the life of the Chosen, but nonetheless, soldiers die and heroes fall to keep order in the galaxy. Many treacherous Jedi Knights are still pursued and ultimately brought to justice by one of the Empire's most recognized heroes, Lord Darth Vader.
I can see them. Don't let them get away.
Yes, sir. You two, let's go.
BK-155, the Jedi are coming right at your squad. Keep them busy. We're right behind them.
Stay behind me.
Too many of them.
Don't be afraid, Padawan. Don't lose your focus.
Yes, ma'am.
Not even the Force can save you now.
You and the Emperor will fail.
It is you who have failed, Jedi. Commander, prepare my shuttle.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, Lord Vader.
The two Jedi have been killed, Master. They did not offer much resistance.
Good. More Jedi have escaped the Purge than I expected. We must wipe them out completely if we are to maintain order in the galaxy. A single Jedi may be able to rebuild the Republic and destroy what the Sith have worked so hard for during the last 1,000 years. I have foreseen it.
Eyewitness reports of Force user activity are rare. The remaining Jedi are well hidden. But I will seek them out and destroy them all.
We cannot underestimate the surviving Jedi. The future is clouded. We must be prepared. The dark side has enlightened me. We will be able to escape death, as I have promised. Any news from Grand Moff Tarkin?
The Death Star is almost ready for launch, but key components were destroyed during a rebel attack on the latest convoy. The station will not be hyperspace capable for weeks. The Organas are behind this attack.
But they have diplomatic immunity. Patience, Lord Vader. Soon I will dismantle the Senate. Senator Organa and all the Rebel Alliance leaders will be at our mercy.
The Rebels' lack of funding makes them weak, but the death of Starkiller has greatly motivated them.
This is your failure, Vader. You found and trained the boy. Obviously, you did not raise him as a true servant of the dark side.
He was weak, my master.
Weak, you say? But he would have killed you if he hadn't turned to the light. You are not as strong as you once were, Vader.
Yes, master.
Be mindful of your feelings, my old friend. They betray you.
Who is it?
Hello, Emma. It's your Uncle Mulchin.
Come in.
How are you doing, Emma?
I'm all right. I'm dealing with it. It's not as if I was seeing my father often or ever. Please, sit down.
I came here as soon as I could. I'm really sorry I missed the funeral. Your father was a great man. Great brother. What did they tell you of his death?
Officially, they told me he died during a rebel raid at Fondor, but for some reason I don't believe this to be the truth. There wasn't even a body left for the funeral.
You may be right, Emma. Your father was an Imperial Security Bureau officer. The Bureau could have covered up the real story to protect their own interests. They will do anything to destroy the rebels. You know, the Empire doesn't deal with terrorists. I've tried to get more information about your father's death via the Imperial database, but everything was classified at the highest security level, a level I don't have access to. It may have some rebel connections.
Oh, I hate those fragging rebels.
I understand what you feel. Everyone takes a side during conflicts. Even the enemy is convinced that he is doing what's right. I'm doing what I think is right for our people. And that is why I serve the Imperial Navy, to help establish and maintain the order in the galaxy. The important thing is that you trust what you believe is right. And since we are on that subject, are you still planning to go to the Imperial Academy this year?
I was supposed to, but since Father died, I've had to find a job just to take care of this place. Living on Imperial City is very expensive.
Don't worry, Emma. I'll take care of the apartment, and you'll be able to go to the Academy. I was appointed as your legal guardian by your father when you were just a baby. I'm here to help you however I can, regardless of how old you are now.
Oh, thank you, Uncle. You're the only family I have left.
Don't worry. Everything will be all right.
Do you want something to drink?
Thanks, but no. Sorry, I've got to go. I must return to the Devastator immediately. Serving on Lord Tyon's flagship is a difficult but fulfilling job, especially since Lord Vader's frequently aboard. Before I leave, I have something to give to you. It's from your father.
What is it?
It's not much. A month ago, your father sent me this holoframe through an Imperial courier, with no return location and no explanation. He simply asked that I keep it safe. I wasn't even able to thank him. It's a collection of family hollows that were made when you were very young. Even if he wasn't at home very often, he was obviously thinking of you constantly. Here, I can't keep this. Belongs to you.
Come here, Emma. Thank you. I've never seen this before. Is that my mother?
I believe so. I never had the chance to meet her before she left you and your father. You look just like her. One more thing before I leave. This is an Imperial transponder. Take it, and if for some reason you need my help, press this button and I will be able to know where you are, anywhere in the galaxy. Use it only for emergencies. Understood?
Of course. Thank you, Uncle. When will I see you again?
I don't know, but I will keep in contact with you. It was good to see you again, Emma. Good luck at the Academy.
Thank you for coming, sir. Captain Wormus, sir!
Already with the formalities. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye, Uncle. My father sent this holoframe directly to Uncle Malchiv instead of me. I really need some fresh air. Oh, and a drink. Thank you.
I'll have what she's having. Is it any good?
Sorry, what?
The drink. Is it any good?
Yes, I suppose. And you are?
My name is Xander Voros.
Emma Wormus. Nice to meet you, Xander.
So, what's a good-looking lady like you doing alone down here, in a crowd of scum and villainy?
I'm here to clear my head.
It's a bit noisy here for that.
Oh, you noticed. Well, it's a delicious enough drone to help me escape.
Escape? From what?
My father died last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll leave you alone.
No. It's all right. I suppose I could use the company. So, Mr. Xander, what are you doing in this wretched hive?
Well, I'm a professional sabacc player, on a break.
And have you been lucky tonight?
You mean, besides meeting you? Not so much.
Very charming. The ladies must be all over you.
I wish. But no, not really. I'm from Corellia, but I move around a lot. I used to live here on Coruscant. Sorry about that. Imperial City. But not anymore. My primary place of residence is a starship now. My partner and I own it. It's not the ideal setting for a relationship.
Mm. Well, I was born and still live here, but I will be leaving for the Imperial Academy next year, following my father's footsteps.
A future officer? Wow. And a female at that. No offense, but I hear women are rare in the military. I'm not much for following orders myself. I prefer being my own boss. So, how about changing our luck with a little game of Sabacc?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to play.
Well, I'll teach you. Come on, my treat.
In that case, why not? I could use bits of entertainment.
Pure Sabacc. The lady wins again.
I can't believe the luck you have.
Beginner's luck, I guess. Can we take a break?
Sure. I'll cash in our earnings and be right back. Sir, I would like to transfer the credits to this data pad. Thanks. So, this is for you. You've definitely earned it. You have great intuition.
Thank you. I had a fantastic time.
Welcome back to Coruscant, Xander.
Hey, guys. Gev and Nimrag, right? So, what brings you here?
You and your lady need to follow us outside.
What's going on, Xander?
Just do what they say.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this. Let me go, you thug! Ouch!
Whoa, guys. Be careful with the lady. She has nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do with what?
Your friend here owes us a lot of money.
Yes, she was quite displeased with you, Xander.
Come on, it was bad luck, guys. I got boarded by pirates, and they took the merchandise before I could deliver it to Durga.
Do you know how much the goods were worth?
Probably not that much, if Shizor sent you to.
You fragging scum!
Help him up, lady.
Are you all right?
I'm okay. Get ready to run.
Shizor doesn't appreciate deserters. Goodbye, Xander.
What the f-
What?
Good work, Sparky. Get back to the maiden immediately. Emma, grab his blaster. Let's go.
Sparky? Wait, where are we going?
Back to my ship. Get in that speeder.
I'm not stealing a speeder.
Listen, those two thugs, as you call them, are Black Sun agents, and they're waking up. If you want to live to see tomorrow, you'll come with me.
Black Sun? Oh, frag!
Come on, you old bucket of bolts!
Hurry, they're coming!
Here we go! Hang on!
We're clear! Tell me, what is the deal with the Black Sun and this missing merchandise they want so badly?
The truth is, I was a Black Sun agent a few years back. My task was to deliver the merchandise to Durga the Hutt. But then I discovered I was carrying slaves. Spice or weapons is one thing, but not people. Not me. So I dropped off the slaves and scuttled the ship. I've been running from Black Sun ever since, trying to scratch out a living playing any way I can. I'm sorry I brought you into this.
Oh, wonderful. There goes my chance at the academy. You know, they will admit me with a criminal record looming over my head. What else are you hiding from me?
I'm not that great of a pilot. Hang on tight!
Blast! The two speeders chasing us. They've called for reinforcements.
That's not surprising. Black Sun has almost unlimited resources.
Hey, Zand, I know this district. Turn left when I tell you.
I could really use your luck right about now.
We're almost there. Ready. Turn now. Yes, we lost one. Go through that tunnel and slow down. I want him to get closer.
Closer?
Trust me, he'll be easier to shoot. Get down!
Fear back.
Hold it steady. I got him!
To shoot like that.
Remember, my father was in the military. He taught me a few things.
Well, thank the Force he did.
The Force?
It's some kind of old Jedi power.
And you believe in this Force?
Well, I guess it's more of an expression than anything else. But I gotta tell you, I've seen some strange things traveling through the galaxy.
I'll believe it when I see it. This Jedi religion is all but gone. Can I get a lift home?
Sure, but I wouldn't recommend it. If those two Black Sun agents aren't dead, you'll be in a lot of trouble. They've seen you, and they'll find out soon enough who you are and where you live. I suggest you come with us for the time being.
I really don't have a choice now, do I?
No, I really don't think you do.
Great, just brilliant.
Let's get back to my ship. Hey, yeah, it's me. Yes, 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 I'm all right. Prep the ship, will you? We need to get out of the system in a hurry. I'll explain when I get back. Here we are. Welcome to the Valiant Maiden.
Not bad. A Corellian YV666 seems to be in a decent shape.
You're a good shot and you know your ships? I'm beginning to like you. As for maintenance, you can thank my partner for that. She's the grease monkey, and I'm definitely more the business type. She takes good care of the Maiden. Oh, don't forget your bag.
Thanks. This is the only thing I have left from Hal. Your partner. Is she your wife? What?
No, she's my younger sister. Let's go aboard. I'll introduce you.
So soon. And who's she?
Emma, this is my sister, Jaina.
Hello, Jaina. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
And you've already met our droid, Sparky.
Hello, Sparky.
We ran into Black Sun at the Outlander Club.
Oh, Black Sun. Oh, yeah. That would explain why we're in a hurry. Xander, you know the Outlander is crawling with people we don't want to come across.
Yes, but it's the best gambling establishment here. And we need the credits.
Fine. Well, what is she doing here? I thought the rule was no passengers.
We'll make an exception this time. She's here because I got her into trouble. She'll be leaving Coruscant with us, like it or not.
I'm sorry, Jaina. I won't impose like your brother here did.
Besides, Emma won lots of money for us at the Sobek tables. It'll pay for the extra expenses.
Well, you better sit down and buckle up. We're leaving. Traffic Control, this is Valiant Maiden, requesting exit vector.
Valiant Maiden, this is Traffic Control. Follow Vector 327. I repeat, Vector 327.
Copy that, Valiant Maiden to Vector 327.
Have a nice flight.
You never told me how your father died.
That's right. He was killed in a rebel attack at Fundul.
Is that why you're going to the Academy? To get back at the rebels?
I was going to the Academy.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
No. It was a family tradition, but revenge would have been excellent motivation for sure.
Reality is not always what you see on Imperial Holovision, you know.
Perhaps. I suppose I'll be seeing that reality with my own eyes. No, I just realized this is actually the first time I've left the system. I'm a hyperspace virgin.
Don't worry. It only hurts a little bit.
Shut up, laser brain.
The information your organization provided us with was very useful. We were able to repel the rebel attack.
I'm delighted it served you well, Your Highness. I hope you'll be more complacent regarding our activities in the future. We could both gain from this partnership.
I will inform Lord Vader of our understanding.
I don't believe Vader is very fond of me or my organization, Emperor.
He will listen to me. Thank you, Prince Xizor.
It was my pleasure, Your Highness. You may enter.
Here they are, my prince.
You failed your assignment. We lost 2 agents, 2 speeders, and that's not counting the unwanted attention you brought to Black Sun by crashing into a magistrate building. What do you have to say for yourselves?
We are very, Sorry, my prince.
They surprised us with a droid, my prince.
They? Who are they?
Xander was with a young woman named Emma Wormus. She's the daughter of Idale Wormus, an Imperial Security Bureau officer who died last week. She's also the niece of Captain Molchieve Wormus, currently serving aboard the Devastator. The name and whereabouts of her mother are unknown. Miss Wormus may be an Imperial contact of some sort. She definitely has military ties, and she's applied to the officer training program at the Imperial Academy. I've taken the liberty of communicating with our undercover agent at Imperial Intelligence, and he found another very interesting detail about Wormus.
Go on.
Emma's father was assigned to a secret project of the Empire.
A secret project division? As in secret weapons?
We don't know for sure. It is highly classified information, and our agent doesn't have the superior security clearance to access or search deeper within the database. We are attempting to gain entry without compromising our agent.
Secret projects. What are you hiding from me, Palpatine? A new technology? Perhaps a new biological weapon? Do you think she knows something?
It's possible, but unlikely.
Black Sun would greatly profit from new technologies.
Perhaps her uncle has access to the high security database aboard the Devastator. We could use her as a bargaining chip. And if we get Xander at the same time, it would be an added bonus.
I like your thinking, Yuri. If she knows something, I will obtain it from her. You know how charming I can be.
Yes, my prince.
Any holos of this young lady?
Here's one from the Outlander Club's security cameras. From what I could gather from the police reports, they abandoned the speeder in the Uscrew district and left the system aboard a Corellian transport.
Trace the name of their ship and find them. I want them alive.
Right away, my prince.
I'm disappointed in you two. It is with great sadness that I must relieve you of your duties. Yuri. Tell the guards to clean up this mess.
You've been listening to Star Wars In the Shadows, produced by Creative Audioscape Productions. An original Star Wars audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin. Including some characters and situations created by George Lucas and Steve Perry. In order of appearance, this episode features the voice talents of Sean Crosby as Stormtrooper No. 1, Paul Lavelle as Stormtrooper No. 2, Hazen Nestor as Stormtrooper No. 3, Steve Flewerty as the Jedi Master, Silas Carter as the Padawan, Sean Crosby as Darth Vader, Jim Perry as Emperor Palpatine, Tina Huang as Emma Wormus, Rich Siegfried as Captain Molchieve Wormus, Sean Crosby as Xander Voros, Hazen Nestor as Sabacc Dealer No. 1, Andrew Gilbertson as Black Sun Agent Gev, Joe Harrison as Black Sun Agent Nimrag, Ara Pelody as Jaina Voros, Kevin Trainer as the Coruscant Traffic Controller, Jim Perry as Prince Shizor, Jen Rhodes as the human replica droid Guri, and this is your narrator, Sean Crosby. Casting, mixing, and music supervision by Danny Pepin. Script editing by Jen Rhodes. Original sound effects by Ben Burt. Supplemental sound design by Danny Pepin. Original music by John Williams, Joel McNeely, Visit Venus, and Linkin Park. Star Wars In the Shadows is a non-profit fan production. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted material are reserved by Lucasfilm Limited and their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Special thanks to George Lucas for creating Star Wars and letting us, the fans, play within its universe. visit www.creativeaudioscape.com for more information related to Star Wars In the Shadows, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, the home for the best in Star Wars fan audio. Keep listening for scenes from our next episode.
Introducing ForceCast.net.
At last.
Home for all things ForceCast.
This is where the fun begins.
Star Wars fans, listen to the ForceCast and visit ForceCast.net.
We found the computer outlet, sir.
From the weekly ForceCast to the Clone Wars Roundtable and the IndieCast.
ForceCast.net leaves no fan behind.
It is pointless to resist.
Watch ForceCast live, read our blog, post in our forums, check out photo galleries, listener contests,
cruise through the show archives,
including the Galaxy of Music, Clone Wars Roundtables, Microcasts, Cantina Interviews, Special Reports.
They're all here.
Are you sure this thing is safe?
What are you waiting for? Check it out.
ForceCast.net.
Yahoo!
I feel the Force.
The galaxy is listening.
Now that you've enjoyed listening to the fantastic Star Wars In the Shadows, then why don't you come over and have a listen to our podcast? We talk about classic British films and TV, but they must have been made between 1960 to 1999. You can find us at iTunes, just simply type in Waffle On, or head over to our website, and you can find that at http://waffleon.podbean.com. Yes, we are indeed called Waffle On. We'd be honoured if you join us.
Visit solosound.net, your destination for Star Wars podcasts like We Got Clones, EU Cast, and much more.
Roni Zome Productions presents New World Army.
You must find the power of Volan and return and destroy the New World Army. You must.
Clarice, this electronic wonder won't just be an easier way for humans to shop, but it could automate everything.
The nanosecond I have what I want, you will be exterminated.
They're humans, people, lives that need you.
Humadroids brought peace to our planet long ago. Before the humadroids, man brought chaos and destruction.
Listen, all of you. If you ever see Sarah again, kill her on sight.
You can't.
Please visit jrdonline.com for more information on the New World Army and other great audio dramas and thrillers. Roni Zome Productions, the home of great original audio productions.
On the next episode of Star Wars In the Shadows. Emma looks awesome in that dress.
Try not to drool too much.
What?
Look at yourself for a second. You're all over her. You like her, don't you?
Yeah, I'm attracted to her. I want you to stay.
Oh, you're a nice man, Xander, but...
Crap. Play along with me.
What?
Behind me, there's a tall blonde in a tight blue dress. Her name is Guri. She's a Black Sun assassin.
Shizor wants you alive, but if you offer more resistance, I'll bring you in pieces.
And they've come with the big guns. Look outside.
Star Destroyer.
The Empire keeps order in the galaxy through power and fear. You wanted to see reality with your own eyes. This is it, Emma. The picture isn't always as perfect as we think it is.
That's true.
Look, I'm sorry. We don't take passengers.
I would highly recommend that you do, if you want to live.
Great. Just great. Now we have Black Sun and the Empire on our tail. Oh, nice going, Big Brother. Buckle up. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. It'll have to be if we're gonna evade those two Star Destroyers.
No, I'm not shooting at TIE Fighters.
Listen to me, Emma. We don't have a choice. It's us or them. Shields are at 25%. Please.
If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions, made for fans, by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.